It was brought out a couple weeks ago, perhaps or so, about our preparation. We have an upcoming baptism, which we look forward to with great joy and anticipation. And there is a communion that takes place. And a preparation for that. And so I thought a little bit about that. Like, is it right for me and you to just focus upon my Lord on Calvary when I'm preparing myself for communion? Because I might have communion a half a dozen times a year. Maybe less. So is that the focus, my only focus, my only time that I focus on preparation for that solemn, joyous occasion? And there is a constant battle. So, you know, our lives are lived in the flesh. And we're so connected to the flesh, it's all we know. But we're people of faith. We say we are people of faith. We claim the name of Christ. We pray to Him now. We express our love for Him, to Him. Beautiful prayer of consecration, of even that we don't just, but whatever words that we hear, that we would actually live those things out. And so, what is our spiritual life? What does it really mean to us? Is it just coming to church? Is it just coming to be seen? Is it coming to be a part of the family of God? To have this comfort in the back of my pocket, knowing that I'm a child of God and I'm just a weak Christian and I'm going to just hum through life. And how much time do we actually focus on preparedness, not only for communion, but for meeting our Lord? Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Corinth, a church that was examining him. And he says to them and to you and me today, he turned it on them, but he also is speaking to us. And he says, examine yourselves. And then he says something that is really like we should all just say, okay, I am a part of a church. He's speaking to a church. He's speaking to a member of the body of Christ. He says, he didn't say, examine yourself, how tall you are, he says, are you? Examine whether you be in the faith. So the preparedness that we are preparing now for partaking of the Lord's Supper is beautiful. We never feel worthy. We never feel worthy. But we are only worthy because we are in the faith and Christ lives in me. But Apostle Paul is saying, but examine, are you in the faith? And then he says, prove your own self. So he says, examine yourself. Then he says, prove your own self. So when we examine ourselves, we're going to examine ourselves in light of the Holy Scriptures. We're going to examine ourselves in the example of Jesus Christ. We're going to examine ourselves, comparing ourselves to him. The one whom Isaiah saw high and lifted up. The one who, and he fell before him. So we're going to examine ourselves with him, and then we're going to test our own selves. We're going to prove our own selves. Test. How are you going to test whether you are in the faith? It says, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. You failed. You failed the test. Do we even test ourselves? You know, we shouldn't take anything lightly. Like, we could go to place an order for a hamburger. And we get it, oh, this isn't right, and we go in and we express our displeasure to the one at the counter. You failed. You failed the test. But do we even test that? Because that doesn't show. Because what we do there, we put ourselves first. It's about me. I placed this order. I paid for this order. I wanted it like this. Didn't you listen? And so on. We portray ourselves in a very ungodly manner. We could do that very easily and never even think twice about it. But the person receiving our confrontation, we could call it that, could be nervous as can be, could be scared, could come back and fire back at us too, could escalate or just live in I'm sorry and so on, shirking as we are authoritative in front of them. It's horrible. We do it. We've seen it. We've seen it on ourselves. So do we test ourselves? And when? And how often do we forget it? There's nothing more beautiful, brothers and sisters, than to come across someone. And through conversation, they find out that I know one of you, or they say, oh, such a lovely, wonderful person. So kind, gentle, so on. It's a joy to hear that. And we've heard it the other way, too. There's nothing that brings more sorrow than to hear that. And so Apostle Paul is calling for self-examination. And you know, a lot of times we love to examine others, but we don't want to examine ourselves. Because it's so easy to write off what our failures are. Because the alternative is an action that is going to require humility, repentance. The brother prayed that we would be able to repent, that we would come to repentance. And that's what this is about. When you examine yourself, it's to bring you to repentance. And coming to repentance is what God is asking of you and me. He says, we can do nothing against the truth. You know, do you tolerate your own sin? Or, you know, right now, actually, mentioning tolerate, isn't that the big word of this last few years? Maybe the last decade, I don't know. Tolerance, tolerance. What is tolerance? Well, it's portrayed as something beautiful. It's portrayed as you're like this, you have your beliefs, you're like this, I have my beliefs, and we're just all, everything is just beautiful and good. We live in harmony and peace and so on. When we tolerate sin for human approval, that's our altar. And our sacrifice is truth. So if I want to win your acceptance by not sharing with you your sin that you should need to repent of, well, I don't want to come across as harsh. So I will tolerate, meaning that I've sacrificed truth. For what? For human acceptance. That's the altar of my sacrifice. So I receive the acceptance of my fellow man, and I receive disapproval from my God. And I'm okay with that? As I mentioned earlier, we're so attached to the flesh. And Jesus says the body is more than raiment. And it is, right? Because when you think about it, you can steal my jacket, you can steal my clothes, I buy new clothes. Just don't touch my body. The body is more than raiment. But the soul is more than the body. You can destroy my body. Jesus says, don't fear the man that can destroy the body. Fear the one who can destroy the body and the soul. So the soul is far greater than anything that you and I have ever laid eyes on this earth. Our own selves, our own body, our own flesh, it's nothing. When we consider the soul that Jesus came to save, which we will sacrifice for human applause. And we can do that in many different ways. We can do it in, you know, Jesus says, when you give, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, and so on. But it might feel a little bit better to hear from someone a little bit of applause, a little bit of, wow, you did good, and so on. He said, that's what you wanted? You got it. You got your reward. Don't expect one in heaven. Then again, if we do it to get a reward, we're not going to get one anyway. Because you do it from what Paul says in here. Know you not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you? Paul says in just a couple chapters over in Galatians 2, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. There was no question for the blessed apostle. Christ liveth in me. I was crucified with him. But I am alive. But it's not me that is alive. It's him that lives in me. That's such a powerful statement. And I pray, brothers and sisters, that every one of us here tonight can truly say that. I have been crucified with him. I am dead. But Christ lives in me, the hope of glory. And the life which I now live, how in the flesh, the life that I live in the flesh that we're just speaking of, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So Paul calls us to examine ourselves. The disciples of Jesus, when they were in the ship, they were sorely afraid. The waves and the storm, it was just overwhelming them. And then they saw Jesus walking on the water, and they became, their fear was even greater. That's the fear that you and I are to have of our God. Not a fear that paralyzes us when we are in him, but a fear that brings us to love him. Peter asked him, "Call me out on the water. Call me out." And he did. And eyes fixed upon him, with Christ there, who could be against him and what could be against him? Is our faith such? Examine yourself whether you be in the faith that fears my God, loves him. And so the test that I give, that a test, I test, he tells us here, prove yourselves. Examine and prove. I can pass a test in, when I test myself against whatever I want, but if I test it against truth, which I cannot deviate from, then I will be able to know if I am in the faith. And to be a reprobate is an apostasy. Like you've walked away. And so Christ, when he asks us here to examine ourselves, Apostle Paul, through his Spirit, he's asking us to see, are the actions that I do, are they because of who lives in me? Because remember what Paul said, I no longer live. I love how the Apostle Paul says, I am crucified to the world, and the world is crucified to me. The world has no use for me, and I have no use for the world. That's a powerful, liberating statement, that he said it out of a pure conscience. You know, we really do need to reflect upon our hearts, our lives, our actions, reactions. He says, I pray, God, that you do no evil. We say, well, you know, like, is evil like pure evil, utter evil to the extreme? No, evil is anything that is not from God. See, because everything that is from God is good. Everything. So anything that is not from God, it's not good. And he says, don't do that. I pray, he says, I pray to God that you do no evil. Now, we might not call it evil if you go yell at somebody because they gave you the wrong ingredients or the wrong... That's evil. You didn't learn that from Jesus. That's how sensitive our conscience needs to be. Because we read this past Sunday. If you're going to name the name of Christ, you have to depart from iniquity. And Paul is writing to them As he says here in verse 10, I write these things being absent. I'm not there with you, but I'm writing them so that, because if I was there, I don't want to use this sharpness. I don't want to, as he says here, he doesn't want to use it to destruction. He doesn't want to come there to exact discipline and so on. He's calling them to repent. And so for you and me, brothers and sisters, and you know, this is for each one of us here, as we live our life here below, we have to ask ourselves, like, what are we living for? Because the soul is more than the flesh. You know, Christ will come. So we will either prove ourselves, test ourselves, or he will come and prove and test us. Because he will take all of your deeds and mine, and he's going to put them on his scales. He's going to put them on his scales. He won't just accept a gem, a gold coin. He said, let's test it, try it by fire. You know, think about what is valuable to you. Let's say you're selling something for 20 cents. And you get 20 cents. And you get, are you going to sit there and examine those dimes? Like, are they really genuine? Are they genuine? You're going to sit there and really scrutinize and magnifying glass and examine it? Is it real? But if you sold something for, no, you won't. You're going to just accept it. If it's not real, who cares? But if you're accepting payment of something that is huge, maybe they're paying you in gold, a gold bar, you're going to hesitate. Is this real? And you're going to have it examined. And you're going to have it scrutinized. And you'll pay money to have it examined to make sure that it's the real thing. That's how we ought to examine our own lives. Are we the real thing? Are we really in Christ? It's a call. It's a warning. It's a positive warning. Like, it's not, it's about we hear and we should react. If we value our soul more than we do our flesh. But any man that tolerates, that is tolerant of sin, tolerant and will actually trample on truth, does not value his soul. He just doesn't. If you and I can go, leave here and still just continue doing whatever we do, knowing that we need to repent, we don't value our soul the way Christ does. He came to die for it. And what will you give in exchange for your soul? What will it be? Well, right now is the only time that any examination and that any thing can be done to correct. Right now. Because once we're on the scales of God, and once he is examining us at his throne, it's too late. We receive only that which we wanted. We receive that which we loved. We didn't love him. We won't receive him. He says, you are of your father, the devil. Go. That's who you worshiped. That's who you worshiped. We'll say, well, I didn't really worship him. Yeah, when we glory in ourselves, or when we glory in human approval, that means I value your approval more than I do God's approval, which means you are my God, which means that is idolatry, and I'm going to go straight to hell. That's what the Bible says. So we have to, when we read this, brothers and sisters, it hits us first who speak. We have to look at it and look at our own lives. All of us collectively. And you know what? As you are stronger, so is your church. So is your church. And as we get stronger as a church, as a body of believers, we're a greater witness. And that's what Christ wanted from Israel and what he wants from his church today. So will you and I be witnesses for him? Examine ourselves. May he bless his word upon our hearts this night.